With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. In a big rural state like Montana, medical care is often far away, and because most hospitals here are small, people who experience serious trauma or need specialty care often have to fly to get it. Dr. Frank Razor, a surgeon in Butte, says air ambulance companies in Montana provide a critical bridge to high-level care.
It allows us to get patients to the care they need quickly and efficiently, and with careful use and regulation, it should be a real asset to us living here.
There were close to 3,000 air ambulance flights in Montana last year. Butte resident Amy Thompson was one of them. In January of last year, she found herself on a fixed-wing air ambulance, curled up among the medical bags in the back. The heart of her 2-month-old daughter, Isla, was failing, and the closest hospital that could help her was in Seattle. Thompson watched as Isla was placed in a small box and strapped to a gurney on the plane.
I could still close my eyes and... Sorry. You know, they did such wonderful care of her, and they tried to care for me, but in that moment, I couldn't let go because I just didn't know what was ahead of us, and I was so afraid if I closed my eyes that that would be my last vision of her.
Seattle Children's Hospital saved Isla's life. Thompson says she's a million-dollar baby, and she has the medical receipts to prove it. Her family's health insurance took care of most of the costs beyond her deductible, except for that vital air ambulance ride to Seattle. The way the Thompsons read their insurance policy, they thought any emergency medical transportation was covered. But it turns out the air ambulance company was out of their network, and they got a bill for $56,000.
Coming back, just looking at that bill and thinking, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, here's the flight that ultimately saved Isla's life by getting her to where she needs to be, and yet it's going to put us potentially in a financial ruin, or at least kill our future dreams as a family.
The Thompson family felt the insurance policy was misleading about what services were covered in their plan. At the time they needed one, their insurance company, Pacific Source, had no in-network air ambulance service providers in their area. Air ambulance companies can have a hard time getting into insurance companies' networks, says Rick Sherlock, president of the Association of Air Medical Services based in Virginia.
I think what you also have to look at is that negotiations between companies and insurance companies takes place when there's good negotiations on both sides. In situations where there may be only one or two insurance options in an area, it's harder and harder to negotiate, you know, what I would say on a level playing field.
There are only 3 health insurance companies operating in Montana. That means they have a lot of negotiating power to press for low prices from the at least 14 air ambulance companies that operate in state. And Sherlock says it's not always possible for ambulance companies to reach in-network deals that allow them to stay profitable.
So those cost drivers are there to maintain readiness to respond 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
A survey of air ambulance companies this fall found they charge at least $8,500 just for liftoff, and then up to $133 per mile. Some air ambulance companies offer memberships. People can pay an annual fee and then face no costs if they use that company's services. But that doesn't always work.
The problem with the air ambulance membership programs is we have multiple air ambulance providers doing business in Montana.
Jesse Laslovich is the legal counsel for Montana's insurance commissioner. He says patients don't always have control of who picks them up, so they can pay a membership fee to one company, but still face a huge bill from another. The membership programs work a lot like insurance, but that doesn't mean the state insurance commissioner can intervene on the behalf of consumers.
This is the wild, wild west. There's no regulation.
Laslovich says that needs to change.
When we get these complaints from consumers and we reach out to the air ambulance provider, we are totally at their mercy. There's nothing that can be done. There's no regulatory entity that can say, this is unreasonable, you need to do something about it.
Tomorrow, an interim legislative committee will spend the morning talking the issue over with Laslovich, doctors, hospitals, and representatives of air ambulance companies. He says it's a tough issue because states can regulate some medical aspects of air ambulances, but federal laws prevent states from handcuffing aviation rates, routes, and services.
And in this instance, I think it's bad judgment to make the argument that the market will resolve itself, because it will be a glaring exception to what we're doing when it comes to the delivery of healthcare.
The interim committee's goal is trying to figure out how to prevent giant, unexpected ambulance bills like the one Amy Thompson in Butte got when her daughter's heart was failing. She ended up not having to pay, but only after a lot of hassle. She had to file multiple complaints with her insurance company, Pacific Source. The company paid an out-of-network allotment of $13,000, but said after that there were no further benefits available. Pat Thompson, Amy's husband, found a lawyer.
Setting up a meeting with an attorney Pat had been speaking with, and right after he got off the phone with the attorney, Pacific Source called and said, "We've reached a settlement." They negotiated with the Life Flight Company between the two of them and paid a greater amount and said that ours would be zero.
Pacific Source did not respond to Montana Public Radio's request for an interview. The experience prompted the Thompsons to buy a membership to an air ambulance company.
Nobody takes a life flight for a joyride. You're not going on kayak.com and booking a life flight. It's for serious traumatic medical situations. And to find out that these were not part of insurance, it was an eye-opener. And most people didn't realize that. And I guess for me, it's not that we didn't feel like some sense of responsibility for paying anything at all. It's just that I ethically believe this is part of healthcare. This is not some separate entity. There's something ethically wrong that these companies are profiteering essentially off of people's worst moments in their lives.
You can find a link to background documents on air ambulance services that the state legislators' interim committee generated for their discussion tomorrow on our website, mtpr.org. You'll also find a link to the website where the committee meeting will be streamed live. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.